Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Capital City Cavaliers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Kyle McAravey of the News Tribune, and before Kyle and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Kyle's conversation with Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier.
Well, you've had a little extra time to look over the film from last week. Anything new jump out at you about the win?
Reassured on our, on our pass rush lanes and making sure that we're, communicating that, we need to be outside when the time's a lot. We need to keep contained and make sure that we're, when we get mobile quarterbacks, as we have one this week, that we're keeping them contained, and we know as the defensive ends when and when not to keep outside contained or rush inside and understand who's going where, as far as if we got another guy, an outside linebacker is rushing, you need to be inside. And if you don't have that outside rush, you're the outside rush and be contained. So those are the things we talked about defensively. Offensively, we like to stay the course. There's some things to work on, just blocking assignments and things of that nature. But, all the time you look at some film and then you realize that there are probably some things that you could have got to, but those are some of the stuff I've watched and thought about as I've watched the film.
With the win last week, you guys are in the program's first district championship. So what is right. that? What is still playing this week mean for your program, and what does it say about you guys as a team?
It means a lot. It means that we're trending towards the right direction. The things that we're doing off season, in season. The corrections and tweaks we're trying to make during games, during the season is on the path we should be in.
And then got a rematch with Helias this week. Outcome-wise, it's the worst game you guys have had this year. What's going to be the key to reversing that decision this week compared to, that first meeting?
We need to execute. Just execute. I think that we were on the path of doing some good things there, especially, late in the third and going into the fourth. And, most of the third quarter was going our way. And then we fumbled off, four turnovers in a matter of minutes, a minute. So I think shoring up the back half of in coverage over the past four or five games it has helped us get better as a football team in general. We need to make sure that we stay the course on just trying to keep in mind to, hold on to the ball and not create turnovers for ourselves.
All right, that was Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier. And Kyle, that was a wild game last week. The three seed, not just the mini upset, three seed Cavaliers beat number two seed Camden 38-35. And I don't know where to begin with that one, other than to say lots of action late.
Yeah, I guess I'll kind of begin. I know the key thing was the last minute or two.
Right.
I'll start from the beginning and just zoom through it real quick. Capital City jumps pretty far ahead early on, looks very dominant. Fumble issues came back and played a pretty big role. Camdenton really got rolling more in the second half. And was able to come all the way back, take the lead with about a minute left.
Right.
Looks like that might be just about it. The first two plays of Capital City's next drive go nowhere. They're forced to use their final timeout. And then Phillip Richardson breaks a 72-yard run on a running back screen.
Right.
Sets up an eventual one-yard touchdown from CMAC Offensive Player of the Year, Jalen Thomas.
Yeah.
For the win with, I think, 7 seconds still on the board, or 3 seconds. It was 3 seconds still on the board because the clock after a spike hadn't stopped and they had to reset it. So before the final play was 7 seconds, 3 seconds after Thomas scores.
So let's go back just a little bit from the standpoint of, let's go all the way back to the beginning of the game, because I was a little surprised by just how kind of dominant the start it was for Capital City. So, I mean, was there, what happened after that then? I guess, what was it, just a case of just the fumbles? Was it a sense of maybe a little bit of complacency after you kind of jump on them quick and you think, okay, we've got this one now? Or just what did you see?
I think the fumbles kind of took them out of the rhythm.
Okay.
The Cavaliers, you know, scored on their first three drives, forced three punts on the first three Camdenton drives, and then fumble on the third punt return gives Camdenton a short field. And it kind of, you know, next Cavalier drive, they fumble, I believe, on the first play. It just kind of, like, broke the momentum that they had been building.
Sure.
And it took a little while to get that back.
Okay.
So you still had a couple of explosive plays later in the game. Jalen Thomas broke a pretty big touchdown run, and then the Phillip Richardson run. But they didn't quite put together the extended drives that they had for those first few.
Right.
It had really been, you know, marching down the field.
Yeah.
And kind of that, you know, that 3-4 yard, 5 yard chunk.
Sure.
You know, just, they're just going to keep going.
Right.
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 And just impossible to stop.
Absolutely.
It wasn't a bunch of big plays early on, but once those fumbles started coming, that momentum and that ability to just keep pushing forward kind of stopped for a while.
Okay. So then let's fast forward to the end of the game, because I think if you're Camdenton, you get that score with about a minute to go, you're thinking, hey, we're in really good shape, only from the standpoint of Capital City, not your type of offense where you go, yes, they have quick strike capabilities. So you almost feel good with about a minute left against anybody. And then all of a sudden you look at Cap City and go, this is not their forte. You know, winging it deep and hoping for the best. Well, they didn't have to wing it deep. They were able to wing it short and hope for the best.
Well, and you got to think, you know, Camdenton beat Rolla in the first round of district play with a touchdown with 20 seconds left.
Right.
I think they were looking at it thinking, hey, we just did it again.
Right.
I mean, we know, if you've watched Capital City's offense throughout this year and last year, there is a lot of quick strike capability. There's a lot of big plays that happen in this offense, but a traditional veer is not built to go 70 yards in a play.
Right.
And yeah, they're not going to throw deep. They have been completing a couple of passes here and there farther down the field in the last couple of games, but you're not chucking it 60 yards and seeing what happens.
Sure.
That's just not what, you know, the team is designed to do.
Right.
But, you know, I think they've proven through this year there is always the opportunity of a 60-yard play.
Right.
When just one or two things break the right way.
Sure, yeah. So I guess the end result is, you know, it improves the Cavaliers to 8-3, keeps the season alive, you get to play one more week. Okay, so your reward, if we want to put that in quotes, is the fact that now you got to go, you beat the number 2 seed, now you got to go beat the number 1 seed, and that's the Helias Crusaders. It'll be at Helias tonight's game, 7 o'clock. The Crusaders are 9-1, and I think, you know, let's just go back and go, okay, we've seen this game once before already this season. Yeah. If you go back to September 29th, that was a 43-17 win for Helias. So what's your, you know, remembrances of that game?
Well, the most important thing is probably the biggest collapse I've watched in a football game live, right? Helias jumped a couple scores ahead early. Capital City cuts the lead to 1 score. Cavaliers then recover a fumble late in the third quarter, setting up an offensive drive with the chance to go take the lead late in the game. And instead, they fumble, Helias scores a touchdown. Next drive, Cavaliers fumble, Helias scores a touchdown.
Right.
Drive after that, Cavaliers fumble, Helias scores a touchdown. And you instantly go from having a drive to take the lead to being down more than 20.
Right.
In under a minute and a half or so of play. You know, and just after that, everything's gone.
Right.
There's no real coming back at that point.
Yeah.
I think, first off, one of the biggest keys I see going into this is Capital City is fully healthy.
Yeah.
I know that's a question you'd like to save for later, but I'll just throw it now. It looks like everybody's healthy and good to go, which was not the case the first time these teams played.
And the other thing that I think we got to remember is the fact that this was also 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much as you'd like to always say this, but I do feel like that these are probably two different teams than maybe they were 6 weeks ago. It depends on how good, you know, how much better everybody is, that's the question.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the first game, Capital City was without Philip Richardson, the one who broke the 72-yard running back screen. They were without Nehemiah Hamilton, so they were down to a fourth-string running back matched up with Jalen Thomas in the backfield, which allowed Helias to really key in on Jalen in a way that teams haven't been able to do in other games because there's the threat of those other two.
Sure.
Capital City also lost a couple of linemen in that matchup for the game, and that became lingering issues. But everybody, you know, if everybody's healthy now, I know that's the way Coach Collier is looking at it, is that's kind of the difference coming in.
Right.
Is Capital City actually has its main pieces ready to go.
So I guess that's my next question would have been, so is it just as simple as now we have our full complement as opposed to we need to do something different this time? Maybe it's we can do what we wanted to do last time because we have our guys. So do you see anything maybe different from the Cavaliers this time around, or is it just a matter of we now have our full complement, we'll be fine?
Schematically, no. Okay. I don't expect anything different.
Sure.
I think the thing that you're looking for that's different is hold on to the ball.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, even with just Jalen and Robert Pace, the fourth string running back there, you had a chance to drive and take the lead late in the third quarter.
Right.
You would set yourself up to have a chance to win the game.
Yeah.
So now you're looking at it, if you do the same thing, but with now your, you know, second and third main running backs getting carries.
Right.
Instead of Helias being able to just key on Jalen, that opens different things up and allows you to do more than you were able to do in that matchup.
Sure.
So if you do the same thing with those better pieces, then, you know, stuff starts working a little better. Hopefully you're able to hold on to the ball and you set yourself up to have a much better shot to win.
Right. So the other thing that I think that maybe, I don't know, that stands out to me maybe as this matchup gets ready to take place tonight is the fact that, you know, I don't know if it was a hangover from the bye. I don't know if it was just the matchup last week. I don't know. But, you know, Helias as the number one seed struggled a little bit with fifth-seeded Washington, a little bit more than I thought, maybe.
Sure.
You know, it was, again, they were kind of going okay, and then all of a sudden it became a kind of a tighter game late and ends up only being a 38-28 win. And you go, okay, maybe that's just one of those things that happens. Maybe that's just the miracle of the postseason. Game should be close, and therefore they ended up being close. I don't know, but I just kind of wonder, okay, you know, maybe if there's another thing that the Cavaliers fans can look at in a hopeful way tonight heading into the game, just the fact that, hey, Helias struggled last week. Mm-hmm. Who knows what the reasons were? Let's hope they struggle again tonight.
I mean, you can definitely look at it that way. I think that might have been another case of kind of broken momentum because Helias jumped out to a pretty big lead in the first half, and then Washington was kind of able to chip away in the second half, but never really got to a point where, like, the game was in question.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, if you're Capital City and you're saying, like, hey, you know, we were the 3 seed, Washington was the 4, and Washington got within, you know, 2 scores of them, maybe we've got a better shot, you know?
Right.
Especially with how you played for the first 30-ish minutes last time, right?
So I know I'll ask this question of Tom Rackers later on when we do the Helias podcast, but I to me the question is, okay, I think everybody, casual fans, and myself included, are looking at this game like, if Jalen Thomas has a huge game, Cap City wins. If Helias, you know, can keep that in check, maybe that's the key to the game. Except for some teams look at it, okay, some teams will let Jalen try to get his and shut down everybody else. What do you maybe expect the Crusaders to do against Cap City tonight? Is it going to be, we want to shut down Jalen, or we're not going to devote much more attention to it, but we're just going to try to limit everything else they do?
I think the key to Helias' defensive plan last year and in the first matchup this year has been to stop the interior runs.
Okay.
Not, you know, this, with the first matchup this year, that ended up being key on Jalen just because of the backfield situation. But, you know, in last year's matchup, it was stop the dive, and then if they get outside, we as Helias have the athletes to chase somebody down.
Okay.
And, you know, if you're getting outside, that opens up other opportunities for fumbles.
Sure.
I think I would expect something similar, kind of, you know, if you can stop up the interior runs and make Capital City go east to west instead of north to south.
Right.
that gives you a lot more opportunities as a defense to kind of hold guys up. Whereas if you're, you know, a lot of Jalen Thomas's biggest runs have come up the middle.
Right.
Where the offensive line opens up a specific hole, he makes a guy miss in the second level, and then beats everyone down the field.
Yeah.
And if you can stop that, that's probably, you know, the main factor that you want to key in on.
Sure. So on the flip side, if Cap City is able to do some things on offense and score enough to maybe kind of make it interesting, here's the thing that I look at when you go, okay, can their defense stop Helias? It's a Helias team that has not scored less than 20 points, and that was in one game. Otherwise, they've got a lot of other gaudy scores, including, you know, again, last week I say they only get a 10-point win, but they score 38 points while doing it. So it's going to have to be Cap City's defense is going to have to show up tonight. So what is the likelihood of that, and what's maybe the key for them to stunt that Helias drive from being able to putting up lots of points?
So that brings up two of the other kind of key differences in my mind this game versus the first matchup. Okay. The first matchup was Austin Weaver's first start at quarterback.
Okay.
So he has six more games
right.
of reps under his belt as the starter, taking all the reps. He's going to be better incorporated into what the offense wants to do. They understand better what he's able to do within the offense and know how to call plays specifically for him a bit better than they would have in that first matchup.
Sure.
So that offense, probably better than the first time you matched up. Capital City's defense, also better since the first time they matched up. At that point in the season, Capital City's secondary was a liability and had been shown as such in the past couple of matchups. Since then, I would say it has become arguably the strength of the defense.
Okay.
Especially, I mean, Camdenton was able to put up 35 points. That was a fantastic, fantastic offense that can sling it well.
Okay.
And Capital City held them, you know, they went three and out on their first three drives and then kind of, you know, short fields allowed them to work their way back into the game. They were able to put together longer drives in the second half, but like a lot of that was the defense was put in a position where succeeding was incredibly difficult, and they still succeeded on a couple of those drives.
Sure.
So I would say Capital City's defense is significantly better than the first time these two teams matched up. Let's not assume that there's going to be those fumble situations like in the first matchup.
Sure.
But I don't think the defense would then break down and give up a touchdown on the first play or two of each of those drives again. I think that would be a different situation if that were to come up again.
All right, I guess that gets us to the prediction point of the podcast. And I'll just ask, do the Cavaliers win their first district football title tonight?
I haven't put a ton of thought into it, into the actual pick yet. I am going to say Helias is just still a little too good.
Okay.
But the gap has closed a bit.
Okay.
Right. So I'll say Helias wins 31-24.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Kyle McAravey, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Kyle McAravey on Twitter at Kyle_McAravey, McAravey. Thanks for listening.